Less than 100 miles from the coast, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
This is going to have widespread impact.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis warning Hurricane Ian hours away from making landfall in southwest Florida.
Major hurricane, Category 4, that initial impact, you know, that's going to be severe. The storm surge is going to be severe.
That surge could be 9 to 12 feet in some coastal areas. The sea is already washing over parts of the Florida Keys. Flooding is reported in Key West.
When we go into landfall sometime Wednesday afternoon, hurricane force winds certainly going to be in the bullseye for Fort Myers. The hurricane gusts extend up towards Tampa Bay, down into Naples, and then we are expecting to see tropical storm force winds. That's going to be wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour, 40 to 45 miles per hour, impacting Miami, West Palm Beach, up into Orlando.
Meteorologist Jane Miner at Fox Weather. Hundreds of thousands of Floridians heeding the governor's plea to evacuate, including these people in Hillsborough County.
A little nervous. A little nervous about what we'll come back to on Friday after we evacuate.
You can buy your things again, and everything will be all right. Just get out of here and keep yourself safe.
The National Hurricane Center says Ian is less than 95 miles southwest of Naples, Florida. Winds sustained at 120 miles an hour. Landfall likely in about 12 hours or so. Live updates at foxweather.com. The Senate voting Tuesday to move ahead with a bill that would fund the government beyond Friday, but only after a provision to revise the country's energy permitting process was dropped from it. That portion was seen as payback to West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin for his support of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Both sides of the aisle want to prevent a government shutdown that no one wants. Both sides want to keep resources flowing to disaster-stricken communities.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer says he'll find another way to pass that dropped provision at a later date. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The Biden administration officially holding firm on the number of refugees the U.S. will accept next year.
The White House says the U.S. will admit the same number of refugees next year as it allowed this year, 125,000. The administration said that number is justified by humanitarian concerns. But the United Nations Refugee Agency says there are at least 89 million refugees around the world. Advocates have been saying the U.S. has to do more. The State Department did announce earlier this year the U.S. is going to set up a pilot program that will allow for private citizens to sponsor and directly help refugees settle in the U.S. Roll Call reports that program is supposed to be launched soon. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
In Philadelphia, police say a 14-year-old boy was killed, four other teens wounded in a shooting following a high school football scrimmage on Tuesday. City leaders are moving to ban guns in some public places.
The Philadelphia Police Department reports homicides are up 2% from an exceptionally violent 2021. Overall, violence is up 7% from the previous year. City leaders are blaming guns.
400 people have lost their lives to gun violence in Philadelphia this year.
Democrat Mayor Jim Kenney.
Friends, neighbors, coworkers, and classmates. They were our family members, all lost to senseless, preventable violence.
Hoping to prevent future homicides, the mayor signed an executive order banning guns and other weapons from the city's indoor and outdoor recreation spaces, including parks, basketball courts, and pools. Critics of Philadelphia's progressive leadership, though, blame what they call soft-on-crime policies for the spike in violence. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Americans will pay less next year on monthly premiums for Medicare Part B, which covers routine doctor visits. The 3% drop in monthly premiums likely to be coupled with a historically high cost of living increase in Social Security benefits. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.